And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here this 15th day of June on 105 FM. Sports headlines, well, it's all about the Socceroos and then the Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. And wouldn't it be after the Socceroos defeated Turkey 2-0 in their opening game of the 2026 World Cup with goals to Connor Metcalf and 20-year-old Nestroy Iranckar. So well done to Turdy Popovic, backing youth in his starting 11. Next up, on 19th of June, they'll take on the USA in Seattle. Doesn't get any harder than one of the host teams. In local soccer, football, well, in the Australia Cup Round 7, the Lions defeated the Sun Coast Wanderers, Marlin Coast defeated Logan, Rochdale Rovers unfortunately beat Orchard Sports 3-0, and Peninsula Power defeated North Star 7-3. So, Caboolture Sports out of the Australia Cup in the Queensland. In the NPL, Queensland round 15 next weekend, Morden City in third on 25 points, and they had a bye on the weekend. And the women, Sunshine Coast was seventh on 15 points. In the Football Queensland Premier League, Men's Division 1, Caboolture Sports were in fourth spot, Sunshine Coast Wanderers fifth, and in the Women's Division 1, Caboolture Sports 2 defeated the Gap 1 on Saturday, scoring in the final moments. So Stephanie Mayhew and Kayla Murcutt, goals there. So they're top table on 25 points. Well done there. Well, of course, the Australian swimming trials concluded on the weekend, and congratulations to the two swimmers and 18 para swimmers selected to represent Australia at the 2026 Commonwealth Games. In basketball, well, it's all happened in America, in the NBA, with the New York Knicks defeating San Antonio Spurs 4-1 in the best of seven to claim their first NBA title in 53 years. Jalen Brunson, 45 points in that last match, and earned the MVP Player of the Finals Award. Well done there. And New York will live up to its name as a city that never sleeps. In cricket, in the Women's T20 World Cup, Aussies, they won their first game defeating South Africa by 65 runs in Manchester. Aussies 8 for 162, South Africa all out for 107. Aussie Georgia Wareham, player of the match with 32 runs and 13. They'll take on Bangladesh Wednesday at Leeds. And talking about Bangladesh, defeated the men's in their T20 three-match series 2-1. The Aussies won the final game by 1 wicket. Cooper Connolly 149 off 134. Shoaiful Islam, he took 48 off 10 for Bangladesh. Well done to the Bangladesh men's team in cricket. In the league, well, listeners, it's only two more sleeps before State of Origin Game 2 on Wednesday night at the MCG. Over 90,000 fans, New South Wales already lead the series 1-0, and Queensland need to level that with a win on Wednesday night to go into Game 3 at Brisbane on the 12th of July for the decider. Can Billy Slater in the tour? All I can say is Queensland are. Let's hope they can do it. NRL Round 15, well, the Rabbits put the cleaners through the breeze on Friday night. Six straight loss for the Broncos. Injuries to Adam Reynolds and Ezra Mann. Friday, the Dolphins. They defeated the Roosters 48-10. Great effort there, fourth on the ladder now. And yesterday, the Tigers defeated the Titans 6-28 at Leichhardt Oval. The Cowboys had the bye. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Round on 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Round on 101.5 FM. And in our rugby league segment on Thursday night this week, of course, we also have the under-19 State of Origin and women's. That'll be played at North Sydney Oval. Again, go Queensland. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, Biwa defeated Maroochydore on the weekend, and Noosa defeated Caboolture 24-12, 5-2 there. Stanley River, they defeated Caloundra 28-6. Lucas Bell a try and 4 goals for Stanley River, and Coolum defeated Nambour 56-12 with Brett Cartwright 8 goals for Coolum. In the women, Caboolture defeated Noosa 54-6, and Letitia Howick a try and 7 goals, and Amari Nuff 4 tries, top of the ladder there, 24 points, go the Caboolture Women's Rugby League team. In third grade men, Biwa defeated Biwa on 28 points with Kilcoy, Merry Valley third, Caboolture fourth on 22. Queensland Cup, the Dolphins and the Falcons men's, they had a bye, but they're still 1-2 on the ladder. So well done there to the Falcons and the Dolphins. And congratulations to Bruff, Mark Kwana. He's been nominated for the Queensland Rugby League Community Volunteer Awards shortlist, and that says Coach of the Year. Well, hope you go well there, Rob. In motorsport, well, the Formula One in Barcelona, Lewis Hamilton claimed victory, ending championship leader Kimi Antonelli's five-race winning streak. The 24-hour endurance race was also held over the weekend, and that was won by Toyota. Of course, supercars next weekend, they're in Darwin for the Triple Crown. Netball. The Super Netball, the last competition round, was held on the weekend. Adelaide defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and the Mavericks defeated the Queensland Firebirds. Meant that the Lightning finished sixth and the Firebirds seventh. Semi-finals, they'll all start next weekend. Thunderbirds, Vixens, Fever and Mavericks in action. In the Queensland Premier Netball League, the Sapphire Series Round 2 saw the local derby played yesterday, where the Moreton Bay Pulse 66 beat the Sunshine Coast Thunder 36. And in the Caboolture Netball Monday Night Women's Division 1, big night tonight at Moray Field, the grand final, just for fun, will take on the Sonics. That's at 6:30 p.m. In rugby union, well, the Super Rugby Pacific, we now have the two New Zealand teams, no surprise there, in the grand final next Saturday. It'll be the Hurricanes will take on the Chiefs in Wellington. And it's the first time Hurricanes have made the final since winning in 2016. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's Premier Grade Round 8 on the weekend, University defeated Caboolture 48-12. Brad Caper and Bailey Atkins tries for Caboolture there. And in the women, Maroochydore the ladder there on 32 points from Noosa on 29. And congratulations to Kobe Pirrott, Oscar Hutchinson and Chase Taupo, been selected for Caboolture to attend the Queensland Country Rugby Union Championships in Townsville in the boys under 14s and the Colts. Well done there. In surfing, congratulations to all competitors over the weekend who took part in the Winter Longboard Classic that was held at the Bluff at Alexandra Headland. It was the 44th anniversary of the event and was conducted by the Alexandra Headland Malibu Club. Well done to all concerned. And in the AFL, well, Geelong defeated Gold Coast 105-60, and that means now the Gold Coast ninth ladder, but the Lions, they bounce back with a 115-80 win over Richmond in Hobart. They have a bye next weekend, and they're going particularly well, back on the ladder in seventh spot. Well, listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.